Welcome to Blondes and Business, a luxury beauty business coaching podcast.
We are here to give salon and spa owners the gift of time, money, and freedom.
Welcome. We're excited to dive into a topic that is so important, or we hear so much about inside of our industry, and it's truly can be transformational when you understand what's happening when it shows up and implement the key tools that we're going to talk about today to dive out of it and create a life that you want.
Awesome. So we're going to be talking about overcoming imposter syndrome as a salon or spa owner, you know, to really help you build confidence and thrive in the beauty industry.
Mm-hmm. So you might be thinking, what in the world is imposter syndrome? Like, I think I've maybe experienced it before, or it sounds familiar, but really it's just a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. So this is despite external evidence of their competence. You know, so if you've ever felt like a fraud, if you've ever had doubt come up for you, you know, if you've ever wondered, gosh, am I even in the right industry, or am I, you know, doing the right thing? You know, that might have been imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head. And so those who experience imposter syndrome often feel like they don't deserve their success. So they attribute their accomplishments to luck or deception rather than their own effort and abilities. So this phenomenon can affect anyone, regardless of, you know, if you're brand new inside of the industry or you've been here for a really long time. But it's particularly common among high achievers and people taking on new challenges or roles.
Yeah. And so if you've ever lived in that space of imposter syndrome, you know, you probably could experience like anxiety, stress, low self-confidence, and in some cases, even depression. And so, you know, like being in that imposter syndrome and living in those realms of anxiety, stress, and low self-confidence, it can really hinder your personal growth. It can really hinder your salon team, and then really your ability to embrace new opportunities due to the fear of failure or being found out. If you've ever felt that way, found out, you're probably saying, oh yeah, that's me. And that's okay. I think that can happen. And sometimes in a season of life. And I think the biggest gift of that is to realize when it is happening, you know, acknowledging and discussing these feelings and recognizing your achievements and challenges. And what beliefs do you have? Like what in your reactive mind are you telling yourself when that imposter syndrome is showing up? Maybe it's that, like Lindsay was saying, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Do I really know what I'm doing? Are they going to really find out at the end of the day that I don't know what I'm doing? And so we're going to really look at a formula that can really help you uncover, especially one of the main imposter syndromes that can lead, which is self-doubt.
Mm-hmm. And right before we get into that formula, you might be wondering, hey, statistically, I wonder how many salon owners or entrepreneurs have experienced imposter syndrome. And, you know, this isn't a proven fact, but I would probably say 100% of, you know, highly successful individuals have experienced this at least one point during their career. And so you might be thinking, I'm there right now, or you might be thinking, gosh, it was years ago, or hey, it could happen at that next level that you're going to get to. So whether this is a tool that you can implement right away or something that you can keep in your back pocket for if it happens, or maybe there's a high achiever on your team that you see is experiencing that imposter syndrome, and you would love to be able to give them that formulation to be able to get out of there quicker so that they don't live there too long. Because when anybody lives in that space for too long, that's when you can usually become an ex somebody inside of this industry. You know, that's when you start to think, gosh, am I made for this industry? You know, is this even, am I cut out for this? And so, you know, not only recognizing it in yourself, but recognizing it in people on your team and helping them have that formulation to get out of that doubt and to get back into creation mode where we all deserve to live in and be at is one of the keys to getting out of there and becoming successful.
Because when you think about a doubt, if we think that everything is energy, you know, doubt is unable to decide, hey, should I be a salon owner? Should I not be a salon owner? You know, it helps you to stay in this place of being indecisive. And, you know, when you're indecisive or in that limbo land, caused by not having certainty, it can really impact you, your team, your beingness, your guest, your community. And so let's just look at, like, how do you get out of that place of self-doubt? And how do you really create something that really helps you to inspect everything about your beingness, everything about your opportunities, and helps you shift from doubt to easily making a clear, decisive choice?
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, some other ways that you can look at doubt is, you know, this is where you also start, you know, like Jen mentioned, doubting if you should be a salon owner, but, you know, you also could doubt people in your business. Like, what are they doing? Are they with us? Are they against us? Are they staying? Are they going? Can we trust them? Can we not trust them? So these are also additional types of questions that arise in the minds of people, you know, involved with a person that could be creating doubt in their lives, you know? And so sometimes it's a person in your life who is causing or impacting that doubt. But sometimes, you know, there's other causes for erosion, you know, but truly every part of doubt can be solved with this easy formula and can get you that clarity to head in that next right direction.
Awesome. So step one of the doubt formula is going to really be like informing yourself, honestly, of the actual intentions and activities of your beingness, you know, based truly on facts and observations. So what we mean by this is like really getting connected to what are your actual intentions? Like if you're pure and sure about your why and you're really clear about your beingness and how you show up and you don't entertain the gossip and rumors, and you just see what is there, it really can help you get from that space of uncertainty or unclarity to that space of really viewing what is possible.
Mm-hmm. And so once you've really informed yourself honestly of the actual intentions, the next step would be to just examine the statistics of yourself, you know? So this is kind of like looking at what the evidence is showing you inside of your life. And so, you know, having, you know, when you're looking at this, you're not looking at it through a place of judgment. You're not here to say, well, I did this and it was bad and I did this and it was good. No, you're really just having that opportunity to just examine the statistics. And so what do the statistics point to inside of you, inside of your business? You know, you could also look at a group or an organization or, you know, another individual, but truly when you're looking at your own lens and your own life, like just look at those statistics. What are they telling you? And again, not from a place of judgment, because you can rewrite the future. You can change the future, but right now we're just trying to view where are we at now so that we can create that bigger vision for the future.
Yeah. And so after you looked at those statistics, you're going to decide on the basis of the greatest good for the greatest number of people. And, you know, when you think about that is like, what is your company really there to do? Are you there to help create connection, disconnection, whatever it may be? And I think this really, if your true intention is to help people, the greatest good for the greatest number of people, like when you're really clear about that, it helps you eliminate that self-doubt because you're clear about your why, you're clear about, you know, if you have people that leave or, you know, people or something that happens that is not always exciting for you, that it just, you know, you still understand that, hey, there's no reason for people leaving to make me doubt myself. Like I'm certain in who we are, I'm certain in what we create. And when you eliminate that self-doubt and look for the greatest good for the greatest number of humans, it really helps to shape your certainty in life.
Absolutely. You know, and I remember during the pandemic when salons closed down, trying to determine like, hey, how are we going to pay our people? You know, what would be what would create the greatest good for the greatest amount of people, you know, I knew whatever decision we made, somebody was going to be upset by it, you know? And so truly being a leader inside of your industry is saying like, hey, I'm going to make that decision and know it's for the greatest good. And I'm going to be able to handle, you know, because I did have a girl come up and say like, hey, I'm making less money than if I would have been, you know, collecting unemployment. And, you know, I thanked her and acknowledged how she was feeling, but also just helped her to understand, you know, when I make a decision as, you know, the steward of our ship, it's to, you know, really create the greatest good for the greatest number of people. And so when I helped, you know, explain a couple of other people's situations, she was understanding and on board and more than supportive and, you know, was like, absolutely, I understand your decision. And I couldn't be more supportive because, you know, maybe $100 extra to me would make them lose out on, you know, $700 extra and they have children and a family to feed. And so, you know, a lot of times when you create that clarity and you really decide, like Jen talked about on step number three, the greatest good for the greatest number of people, that can really help you create some certainty for sure in your life. Step out of that doubt.
Yeah. Awesome. And so once you've done that too, you want to evaluate one's on group or organization. And what I mean by that is just looking at who you're surrounding yourself with, you know, because at the end of the day, if you are around people that could be bringing you down, that could really be impacting your self-doubt. And I know we've all heard the saying, like you are your net worth is equal to your network. And so mm-hmm. to really view that from the place of, like, I want to be surrounded by people that are doing like more amazing things than I am, because I know if I'm surrounded by those people, it's only going to help me to be better. But if I'm surrounding myself by people that are actually dragging me down, that actually can create that more feeling of self-doubt for me. And that's also a really important formula to view when you're working with your team as well. Is like, if you have somebody in a growth session that's always feeling kind of down or out, is just to really view and ask them who they are surrounding themselves by, because I think that really can help paint the picture of, hey, are these people or groups serving me? Or are they okay group? They're just not the right group for me.
Mm-hmm. And when you're evaluating that group, like Jen was just talking about, that's the intentions and objectives. So what is that group's intentions and objectives? And then step five would be to evaluate your group's or your organization's statistics. And so you've gone from evaluating yourself earlier in the call to now you're evaluating the groups or who you're surrounding yourself with. So it could be your salon team, could be your friends, family, but seeing what those statistics are, because, you know, another thing is that, you know, I would never take advice from somebody who isn't somewhere that I want to be in life. And, you know, statistics are just kind of those proven factors for it. And so, you know, if statistics say like, hey, they're not somebody that I want to be hanging around. And for whatever various reason, you know, depend on your own moral, financial, whatever your compass says, but look at those statistics to say, what does it point to? Because when you're able to evaluate that, sometimes that can get you out of doubt right away. Cause you're like, I'm in doubt. I don't know what's going on. And then you're like, oh, I'm connected to this person. That's creating doubt for me, but I know who I am. Seeing those statistics reminded me who I am. And that can help get you out of that doubt faster.
Yes. And so once you really realize that too, you know, one progress that you can make would be towards the greatest good for the greatest number and announce the fact publicly to all parties. So what we mean by that is really looking at what you have created. You know, sometimes we can get stuck of what we haven't done instead of what we have done, that it keeps us in a place of not knowing. And when you're not knowing, that really can keep you stuck in that sphere. So I just really like, even if it's celebrating with yourself, celebrating with your team, celebrating with someone that you know is going to celebrate you, is to really, you know, really show what progress that you've created and really be able to share that with others, and also teaching your team to do that too, if they live in a place of self-doubt. There's nothing greater than not celebrating a win, because that can signal your reactive mind. Either you weren't deserving of it or you weren't smart enough for it. And so sometimes just taking that sheet of paper and pen out and just celebrating your wins for the day can really help you rewrite the story of doubt.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And so, you know, once you decided that you were going to join, remain in, or befriend, you know, the people in the group and those which help you create that progress, and you're celebrating those wins, announcing it publicly. The next step would be to do everything possible to improve the actions and statistics of your life, your company, you know, whatever group or organization that you're a part of. And so, you know, this also means like, hey, be the best friend possible, be the best leader possible. Just really make that commitment to do everything possible to improve the actions and statistics of yourself, your group, your organization, whatever it is that you're a part of. Because sometimes, you know, the opposite of doubt can just be that certainty. And when you have that certainty that you're going to do everything possible to improve something, then that can really eliminate that imposter syndrome and really unlock so much potential.
Yes. And so if learning all those just formulations to, you know, just as a being, just continue your learning and skill development. And you know, that helps to build that confidence. You know, a saying says, I realize the more I learn, the more I don't know. And so, you know, just continuing to improve yourself, being around, you know, the right people, the right groups can really help build that mastery for you.
Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for an incredible group to be a part of, you know, we'd love to introduce you to the PhD program. We've got an amazing group of salon owners inside that are really dedicated to, you know, just improving our industry and the world at large. And so if today has been helpful, share it with a friend, give us a review. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email, hello@thephdprogram.com. And we can't wait to hear from you.
Awesome. Because we know that every salon owner has the potential to overcome self-doubt and shine brightly in their personal and professional lives.
All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Blinds and Business Luxury Beauty Business Podcast.
If you got some great value out of today's podcast, please send it to one of your friends that is also a salon or spa owner. And if you have any ideas for a future topic or somebody that would be a great addition to our show, go ahead and send us an email, hello@thephdprogram.com. Send us a DM. Review this podcast today. Let us know your thoughts. We would love to hear from you. We look forward to seeing you again next time.